South Africans will be heading to the polls next week in what's said to be the most competitive election, with a record 48 parties contesting the vote. Amongst the parties, there's breakaway formations from the two major parties, the ANC and the DA, that with Makosi Kosa ditching the ANC to start her own and on and off again relationship with her African Democratic Change Party. And of course, Patricia de Lille having left the DA after their tumultuous relationship as well to form her Good Party. This election is characterized by the rise of smaller parties. So what are their chances? Lebohang Peko, who's political economist at Trade Collective, joins us with her perspective now. Thanks so much, Lebohang, for your time today. So what have you made of the rise of a significant number of new and smaller parties? Are you surprised at how many have sprouted up just ahead of the actual national election?
So just ahead of, you know, national elections, exactly the ideal time for any new political formation to come into the fore. Running elections are quite costly. Maintaining publicity and public recognition is also quite costly, especially for a newer party, a newer political entrant. So this is exactly the time that we're bound to see new splinter groups or new interest groups emerging. It's also to do with the kind of identity politics that we have in South Africa. So for many people, there is still a small white, you know, very right-wing minority that prefer, you know, the Freedom Front Plus, which is possibly where a lot of the old Nats are now hiding. There's the Minority Front. But there are also other parties. I mean, you know, people speak about, for example, these smaller formations that have been started by people like Jimmy Mani and the former head of the SABC, Mr. Claudi. So these are also, you know, not only about gimmicks, but perhaps people who feel as though the current status quo doesn't fully meet their aspirations.
We have an Ipsos survey showing that after 3 months of existence, we've got the Good Party predicted to garner 1% nationally, and the party itself saying that they'll be happy with any support they can get. What does that achieve, Lebohang, in a democracy? Because many read it as a mere splitting of the opposition vote, and that opposition needs to be a whole lot stronger.
Yes, well, I mean, that's one perspective. So, I mean, you certainly have a lot of splinter groups like Good. And I think that Mrs. de Lille, of course, has been a career splinterer. So, you know, she split from the PAC to form ID. I don't know what's become of that. Last I saw, it was still on the electoral roll. And then, of course, she then joined the DA quite successfully as their mayor. And then, of course, during the recent unfortunate spat or parting with ways with the Democratic Alliance has formed this new group of hers. And I think that this also illustrates that the politics, A, of identity, and also the politics of factionalism are playing themselves out quite strongly. You also have Black Land First, which is perhaps one could argue a breakaway from another relatively new grouping, which is the EFF, of course. So you have Andile Mlitama moving away from that. And then you also have several splits historically from the ANC, I think the PAC being the most significant of those. So splinter politics are not new to our country. And perhaps not, unlike many other African countries, we have given them space to have oxygen. We've given them the space to breathe because of the sort of era that we came into our, you know, democratic dispensation. Unlike other countries where, you know, many countries across the continent were almost de facto one party states without the same space, liberal democratic spaces that we seem to enjoy here.
Yeah. All that being said, Lebohang, how much impetus does the rise of smaller parties give coalition politics, and how significant is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's inevitable. We saw that already, didn't we, at the previous local government elections. We saw that a lot of coalitions came to the fore, and that this has been the way that certainly many municipalities have had to be governed. And because of the newness of it, many of those coalitions are splintering. They're not doing so well now. I mean, that's particularly between the EFF and the DA. But I have said before, and I think I'll say again, that coalition politics are probably the way of the future, because certainly the ANC majority is going to diminish, perhaps not as significantly now, but after 2024. And the rise of these many parties means that perhaps even one seat, one vote could make all the difference between being in governance and not being in governance.
Well, Lebohang, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Lebohang Peko is a political economist at Trade Collective.